Yeah, Mishnayis Mesechta Trumais. Mishnalef. Chamisha Lo Yisraimu. There are five people that they're not supposed to take off Truma, to be mafra Truma. V'yin Tormu, and if they did it, ain't Truma son Truma, the Truma does not help. Who are these five people? Ha-Cheresh. Ha-Cheresh is someone that's deaf and dumb. V'ha-Shaita, a fool. V'ha-Koton, a person that's under by mitzvah, the Koton. V'ha-Toyrim, es Shishena Shaloi. Or else you go to take off Truma from somebody else's food. Not from your own produce, but from somebody else's. So the loch is that the Bal HaTfua, he has to take off Truma. Or else he can make a Shliach. But if you're not a Shliach of the Bailim, you cannot take off Truma for him. Nochri Shetorim Eshel Yisrael. If a guy takes off Truma from a Jew's food, Afilu Bishus. Even if the Yisrael gave him permission, like appointed him to be his shliach, to take off truma from his food, still the halacha is, ain't truma sa truma. The truma is no good. Because there's no halacha of shlichus by Inakum. It's only by Yisrael a Jew could make another Jew to be a shliach for him. It says, gam atem widashin es ma'atem b'nei bris, ashluchachem b'nei bris, that it has to be a Jew, you cannot make a goy to be a shliach for you. Now, the inyan of Afrosh's Truma, in the Torah, like it says, Reshis Tegoncha Siroshcha V'Yisarecha Titein Loi, he's supposed to give it to a Kain. That there's a mitzvah of Truma, so Midiraisa really it's only on Dogon, which is the five meaning different type of grains, Tirosh V'Yitzar on olives, and on grapes, on wine and oil, that's Midiraisa the Chiyah to take off Truma. It means if you have these that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it before you give off a Matana to a Kain. However, midrabbanan, any all type of fruits and vegetables have a chiyuv to take off hafrosha truma. That before a Yisrael can eat it, he first has to take off a portion of it to give it to a kohen. Well, as we go along, we'll see exactly how much of a shear, how much do you have to give, and all the different types of hafroshas that have to be done with it also. Mishnah Beis. Cheresh ha-medaber v'yenu shemeya. If you have a cheresh, that means a person that could talk even though he cannot hear, is lo yitrim. So lechetchila, he should not take off truma. Because since there's an inyan to make a brocha, b'shach to take off truma, and since he could not hear what he's saying, his brocha is no good. So therefore, lechetchila, he should not take off truma. But v'yim toram trumasa truma. But if he does take off truma, the truma is chal. Because midiraisa is called the bardas. Since he's a person that could talk, he has das, and what he does is done. Just the broch he made is no good, so we hold the broch is only midrabonin, so therefore the mitzvah you did, like brochis, are not makiv, even without the broch, still you could be in the kind of this mitzvah. Now, cheresh shedibru b'chachom b'chom okam, that wherever we find in the Mishnayis, there's always brought down like a cheresh shayt of a cotton, that a cheresh does not have das, that's talking about a person she'enoi loy shemeyev loy medaber, a person that cannot hear and cannot talk. Such a person, if he can't hear and he can't talk, he like doesn't have das, and befrat if he was born that way. But since he was born that way, that he was never able to hear and never able to talk, his das is not das, therefore he's potam in a mitzvah, therefore his truma is no good. Mishnah Gimel. Koton shleihevi shtei Cyrus. If you have a koton that didn't bring two Cyrus, like he doesn't have simonim of a godel yet, therefore he's still a koton. So Rabbi Yehuda says trumasa truma. You should know if he takes off truma, the truma is good, since he's already a giyal chinuch. If he's a giyal chinuch, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, his truma is good. Some shittas learn that as soon as the kid becomes 6 or 7 years old, his truma is good according to Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yossi says it depends. If he did not come to 12 years old yet, the time that he could make nedarim is ain't truma sa truma. Then the truma is no good, even though he's a gilachinuch. But as long as he did not reach this stage 1 year before he becomes bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, then his nedarim or her nedarim are no good. Therefore, the truma is also no good. But umishabol yainis nedarim. When either the katan becomes 12 years old 1 year before the bar mitzvah, or else the girl becomes 11 1 year before her bas mitzvah, then the loch is, if they make nedarim and they know what they're talking about, the neder is chal midiraisa. There's a special pasuk for that. Is sal trumasa truma. Therefore, the truma that this person makes is also good. because making truma is like a precious nether. This is the way the Rambam also paskins like this. The Rambam paskins that Kotan Shegil Ernest Nadorim, Afo Pish Lehevish Teisiris, Loinasa Godel, even though Midirais is not a Godel yet, still in Torun Trumasa Truma. If he makes Truma, the Truma is good. And he says, it's Chal Midiraisa, why Hoyel Vinidreyim Vegdashim Koyam Minatera? Since a Kotan, when he becomes 12 years old, has the right to make a Nedir, and the Nedir is Chal Midiraisa, therefore Afrosh's Truma is also Chal Midiraisa. Now, what's the type of shot in Rabbi Yehuda, the first man of the Yom, that he holds even a cotton also to take off truma? So the Rav learns the pshat is he does not make this drosho of me'esh kol ish prat le cotton. He doesn't take out a cotton, he holds even a cotton also could be mafresh truma. However, the halacha we do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather like Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah Dalet, Ein tormin zeisim al hashemin. You're not supposed to take off truma. Zeisim from olives al hashemen on oil. In other words, if you have oil already, that you're supposed to take off the truma from the oil, so you're not allowed to take olives and take the truma from the olives for the oil. And the same thing v'loy hanovim al hayayin. You're not supposed to take off truma from grapes on wine. Like if you already made some grapes into wine, and you have to now take off truma from the wine, you are not supposed to be mafrish grapes instead. And the pshat is that one is nigmar malachtoi, and one is not called nigmar malachtoi. And with Ashraf and Apostle of a nechshav lechem trumaskan kedogim in agurin, that you're supposed to take off either grapes from on grapes, or else wine on wine, but not grapes, which is not nigmar malachtoi, and didn't finish making it over yet, on wine, which was already finished. So therefore, the chetchili, you're not supposed to do this. Now, what's going to be v'yim tormu? Let's say somebody went ahead and did take off olives for the truma of oil, or he did take off grapes for the truma of wine. So Beishamai, Yomim Beishamai says, trumas atzmon bohem. You know, the truma of it itself is here. It's like a mixed up truma and tevel. Another one. So the pshat is like this. So when you want to use these grapes to take off the truma for the wine, so it's not chal, the truma for the wine is no good. But the Shammai holds, but still the grape itself, you want to take off part of the truma for the grape. Like, let's look at the grape by itself. Part of it, you have to take off truma for the grape itself. So the part of this grape that's being taken off truma for the grape itself, it's chal, it's called truma. Just the part of the grape that you want to take off truma for the wine, that is not chal. So it's like medum, it's like you have truma and chulin mixed together. However, Beisil Oimrim, Beisilu says, ain't trumas and truma. No, the truma is not chal at all. Since your main kavana was, or your kavana was also for the oil, or for the wine, so therefore the truma is no good, the truma is not even chal, not on the olives or not on the grapes. Your Mishnah hey, ain't tormin min haleket, or min hashikha, or min hapeya, or min hafker. That let's say you have an oni, you have a poor person that had a right to collect leket, shikha, and peya. These were the parts of the fruits that were left over in the field, the balabos left over for the oni to come and take it. And the halacha is the oni that takes it is potter from giving off truma. These peyers are potter min hatruma. And the same thing with min hefker. If somebody finds fruits in the streets that's hefker and he takes it, he's potter from taking off truma. So the aside of this Mishnah is, if you have fruits that is potter min hatruma, you're not allowed to use them to take off truma on other fruits that is mechuyiv in truma. In other words, ein tormin min haptur al hachiv. So therefore, since these fruits are potter min hatruma, you're not allowed to use them to make them truma for other fruits that have hachiv to take off truma. And the Mishnah goes on, for loy mi meister rishon shenot l'trumosoi. A lev that has meister rishon, even though it was already taken off the truma gedola, so even though he still has to take off truma smeiser, but the meister, since truma gedola was already taken off, so this meister rishon is potter from truma gedola. Therefore, you're not allowed to use this meister rishon now to free other fruits that has the chiyah to take off truma. For loy mi meister sheni v'hegdish sheniftu, and not from meister sheni after you poider it, or not from hegdish after you poider it. Again, the same you said. Since these fruits are potter min hatruma, you're not allowed to use them to make truma for other fruits. This is the cloud of the Mishnah. It says now, for loy min ha'chiyev al ha'ptur, for loy min ha'ptur al ha'chiyev. You can't take off truma on certain fruits that's mechuyev in truma to free other fruits that are not mechuyev in truma, and the opposite way. You can't take off truma from fruits that are potem in a truma, like hefka, like a shecher pay, all these things, to free other peiros that are mechuyev in truma. Then the Mishnah goes on, for loy min ha'tolish al ha'mechubur. You can't take off truma or fruits that were already pulled off the tree to be yotza fruits that are still attached to the tree al ha'mechubur. Because again, kol zaman of fruit or the vegetables are still attached to the ground, it's potem in ha'truma. There's no chi of truma. Truma is first chal after you pull it off. So therefore, when it's on the tree or growing on the ground, it's not mechuyev in truma. So therefore, you can't take off truma on one for the other. And the same with the opposite way, for loy min ha'mechubur al ha'tolish, and you can't take off truma from the fruits that are still growing to be yotzer fruits that were taken off already. And then another chiddush is for loy min ha'chodesh al ha'yoshen, you can't take off fruits even though they're picked off the tree already. This year, the new year's crop, to pater last year's crop of truma, because we darshan a pasuk that says, aseh taser es kol tfuas arecha ha'yotzei ha'sodesh shana shana. That every single year you have to take off truma from the fruits of that year, and you cannot use the fruits of this year to free truma on last year's crop. So that's called v'loy min ha'chodesh, not on this year's crop, al ha'yoshin. You can't use this year's crop to be yotze truma for last year's peiros. V'loy min ha'yoshin al ha'chodesh, and not on yet last year's crop to free this year's crop. V'loy mi peiros ha'oretz al peiros chutz l'oretz. And you can't take off ma'aser on peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that's mechuyev midiraisa on trumas, to free peiros that grow in chutz l'oretz, that is potem midiraisa. It's a question if it's mechuyev midirabanan or not. But I call upon a midiraisa for sure it's potem. It could be the lands right outside Eretz Yisrael, that's mechuyev midirabanan. But I call upon a midiraisa, it's potem. Therefore you can't take off truma min achiyev al aptur. And the same thing, v'loy mi peiros chutz l'oretz, and you can't use the fruits that grow in chutz l'oretz outside Eretz Yisrael, which is potem min ha'trumas midiraisa, al peiros oretz, to free the peiros of Eretz Yisrael itself, which is mechuyev. And in all these cases, v'yim tormu, if somebody does take off truma from these fruits for the other ones, the lacher is ein trumas on truma. The truma is not chal. These are all svaros midiraisa that you can't take off truma min achiyev al aptur, or min oretz al chutz l'oretz, or min ha'yoshin al ha'chodesh. Mishnah Vov. Chamisha lo yisroimu. There are five people that are not supposed to take off truma. The chetchilu, they should not take off truma. But v'yim tormu trumas and truma. But if they do take off truma, then b'di'evet ha'frosh is good. This is ha'ilaim, a person that cannot talk. And since he can't, he could hear, but he can't talk. Since he can't talk, he can't make a brocha. So therefore, the chetchilu, he should not take off truma. V'ha'shikur, somebody that shikur, also it's not right for him to make a brocha. So therefore, he should not take off truma. And the shikur means somebody that's not fit to talk in front of a king because of his shikur, because he drank so much. He's not fit to talk in front of a king. Such a person should not take off truma, should not make the brocha. V'ha orum, somebody that's naked, not dressed, the same thing, is not supposed to make a brocha, so he should not take off truma. V'ha suma, a person that's blind, also should not take off truma. And Yerushalmi explains the reason why Yisuma, a blind person, should not take off truma, really explains the same reason for shikur, also a person that drunk, a drunken, should not take off truma, because the mitzvah of truma to take off min ha'muchor, he's supposed to take the best. Min ha'yofa min ha'muchor, he's supposed to take the best tfua for truma. So they don't know what's called the best, therefore they should not take off truma l'chatchila. Then the Mishnah says, "Obal keri, a person that saw keri saw zera, since he's tamei, therefore lechatchili is not supposed to make a brocha. Therefore, lechatchili should not take off truma. Is lo yisramu? These five people should not take off truma. But v'yim tormu, if they did take off truma, the lacher is trumas and truma. Then the truma is good. Like we said before, even though you don't make a brocha, still the truma is chal." Mishnah Zayin, "Ein tormin loy b'mida v'loy b'mishkol." When you take off truma, you're not supposed to take it off, not by measure, and not by weight, for lo b'minyan, and not by a minyan, not by account. And the pshat is, because the pasuk says, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, that b'machshav atatarim, That means you're not supposed to measure it out, but you're supposed to give like an estimate. You can also do it rather mu'umad, and according to the Shia, like we'll learn later, what the Chacham told us to do. But the Mishnah said later, Avul Teremu es ha-modud v'es ha-shokel v'es ha-monui. But if you have Paris that was already measured out, already counted, already weighed out, so then of course you're still supposed to take off Truma from them. So in other words, before you take off Truma, it could be you're supposed to count to know exactly how much Tevel you have here. So then you know to take off an estimate of 150 of it for Truma. Ein tormin vasalu vakupo shem shomida. When you take off Truma again, you're not supposed to take off a basket or a barrel that has measurements on it. In other words, since this is a measuring cup like, therefore you're not supposed to take off Truma in it. Because it looks like you're doing it by measure. But if you don't fill up these cups to the top, you only fill it halfway or a third, so then everybody sees you're not really measuring it off, then you could use these kalim, these cups, to take off truma with. But lo yitroim baso chetzio, she chetzio mida. But to use the measurement of a saw, that you should not use even if you're only filling it up halfway. Because halfway of the saw also has a measure to it. That's the way people use it also. So again, then it'll look as if you mean to count off the truma, and that you're not supposed to do, so you should not take off truma with this midah of a saw. Mishneches, ein tormin shemen al zeisim hanichtoshim. You don't take off truma from shem al tormin shemen al zeisim. You don't take off truma from oil on olives that was already crushed. If you have crushed olives that you're supposed to take off truma for it, you cannot take off oil instead of it. For lo yayin al anovim hanidrochim. The same thing, you cannot use wine to take off truma on grapes that were crushed. Even though it's crushed already, the grapes, still, lechatchila, you're not supposed to take off wine, but rather you're supposed to take off truma from the grapes itself. But here, v'yim toram truma sa truma. But here, if you did take off truma, here the truma is chal, and midiraisa. But v'yachsa v'yitran, midirabon, you're still supposed to do it over again. Here it's a little bit better than the Mishnah before, because here, since the grapes are already crushed already, it's kamat like nigmur molachtam. Therefore, the oil and the crushed olives, or the wine and the crushed grapes, are more alike here. So therefore, midirais the trumur ischal. But still, midirabonim, they don't want this to happen, so they tell you to do it over again. Now, horishoina madmas b'fnayatzma v'chayav moleh chaimish avoloi shniyah. That means the first truma that you took off is real truma. So that's called horishoina madmas midmas mifnei atzma. That means from part of the first truma falls into chulin, let's say, and it gets mixed up. It has a regular lachal meduma. Then it makes it also, unless you have 100 times connected it. And v'chayov amaleh chaimish. You're also chayiv chaimish azar if a Yisrael eats it. B'shoigig, he has to pay chaimish like he eats regular truma. Avoloi shniyah. The second truma, though, since it's only midrabonim, therefore does not make midamas. If it falls into other chulin, it becomes bottle right away. And then if a zar eats it, he does not have to pay a chaymish. Since midirais, it's not truma, it's only midrabonim. Then Mishnah Tes.
V'tormin shemen al zeisim hanichboshim.
You're allowed to use oil for truma on zeisim, on olives that are nichboshim, like being soaked either in salt water or in vinegar. Or in vinegar, the pshat is that you plan to eat the olives the way they are. So therefore, the olives now are considered nigmar malachton. Therefore, you're allowed to take off truma, you shemen, which is also nigmar malachton, on these types of olives. And the same thing, v'yayin ala novim la'soysim tzimukim. If you have grapes that you set aside to use for raisins, so in other words, you don't plan to use them to make wine, but you plan to use them the way they are. So the grapes are considered nasim nigmro malachton. Therefore, you're allowed to use wine for the truma of these types of grapes. Hareisha torim nal shemen al zeisim liyachilo. Let's say you took off truma on oil for zeisim that you plan to eat, or else for zeisim al zeisim liyachilo. Or you take off truma on olives to other olives that you plan to eat. Or else v'yayin ala novim la'achilo. Or else if you plan to use wine for truma on grapes that you plan to eat them. So again, they're both considered nigmar malachton, so you're allowed to do this. Or else v'yanovim ala novim la'achilo. You took off grapes for truma on other grapes that you plan to eat them. So far everything was good.
But now v'nim lach ledorchon, now you changed your mind on these grapes, not to eat them, but to like crush them, to make wine out of it. So now you changed your mind that these grapes are not called nigma malachdon. Still the halacha is eino tzarich litrum. You do not have to take the truma over again. Since at the time when you took the truma, you did a kedin, at that time both were considered nigma malachdon. Therefore the truma is chal, it's good. Mishnah Yud. Ein tormin midover shenigmur malachtoi al dover shloi nigmur malachtoi. The chetchili, you're not supposed to take off truma on something that was nigmur to something that was not nigmur, or else the opposite. For loi midover shloi nigmur malachtoi al dover shenigmur malachtoi, and not on something that was not finished to something that is finished. For loi midover shloi nigmur malachtoi al dover shloi nigmur malachtoi. All these cases, you're not supposed to do it. Like the chili, you're supposed to take off truma on something that's already nigmur malachta, you finished. As we said before, like wine is called a finished product, or else olive is called a finished product. But stam grapes, since it's aimed to press them to get the wine, a stam grape or a stam olive is not called nigmur malachta. But here the Mishnah says, v'im torvu, but let's say somebody does it, trumasan truma. Here the Mishnah says the truma is chal. So even though before we learned the truma is not chal, here it's different. Because over here we're talking about, like before we're talking about olives onto oil, or oil onto olives. There the pshat doesn't have an olive. There's a lot of tircha, a lot of bother using it. So therefore the truma is no good. Because when you give your olives to the kayin, it's no good. You're supposed to give him something that's nigma malachta, like oil. You're supposed to give him wine. And now you're giving him just these grapes. There's a lot of work, tircha, involved in making it into wine yet. Then you're not yoytze. But over here we're talking about other peris that is not such a tircha to make the gemar malachtan. So therefore here, b'di'evad the truma is chal. It's only l'chatchilo, you should not do this.
You're up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ein tormin mi tohor al hatomi. If you have tfuah that's tohor, and you have some tfuah that's tomei, so l'chatchilo you're not supposed to take off truma from the tfuah that's tohor for the truma, for the tfuah that's tomei. But v'im tormu, truma san truma. But if you do it, it's okay. Because really, midiraisa, so the truma should be good. You take it off from good tfuah. To pater yourself from the tmeyadika tfuah, that should be good. Just like a tchil, you're not supposed to do it because there's alochom, you're supposed to make truma min hamukuf. That means you're supposed to have the truma and the tefillah like all together, like close together, and then you're supposed to take the truma out from the bunch. But here that some of it is Torah and some of it's tamei, you don't want to put the two together because you don't want the tamei to become, you don't want the Torah to become tamei. So therefore you can't have the bunches too close together. So therefore the chetchili should not take off truma. But if you do it, it's okay. And therefore the Mishnah says, B'yemes Omer, really it was said that the halacha is, for igul shel tevelim. If you have this, if you have these dates that were like stuck together, it's like an eagle, looks like a round, like a round cake of dates, just put together. Shenitzma miktsos, that part of it became tamei, and the other part is not tamei, because it's not really called like one body, like one goof. They're still called separate pieces, that the piece that the sheretz touched became tamei, and the rest of them is not tamei. So here, lemaisa, they're all together. So even though some of it is tamei, some of it is tor, here you're allowed to take off truma from the tor for the tamei. Because it's all here, it's all together. Therefore, Torah min hator sheyesh boi ala tamei sheyesh boi. And the chen aguda shayor. The same thing, you have a bunch of vegetables. The same thing, that part of it is tamei, part of it is tamei. Since lamais, it's like one bunch that's together now. So you could take off truma from the vegetables that are tor for the vegetables that are tamei. The chen areima, the same thing like a pile of wheat. The same thing, if part of it became tamei and part of it is tor, you could take off truma from the part that's tor for the part that's tamei. What about if you have shtei agudos, two different bundles of vegetables, or el shtei aremos, two different piles of wheat, and achas tamei of yachas tohira, one of them is tor and one of them already became tamei. So now again, the din is lekatchila lo yitroim ze al ze, you should not take off truma even on the tor for the tamei. Again, because the chetchilu, we don't want to put these two, we don't want to put these things too close together, because we're afraid maybe the tamei will be metame the Torah. So therefore, you can't take off truma min hamukif; it can't be close together. So therefore, again, the chetchilu, you're not supposed to do it. However, Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says tor min hator ala tamei, he's not afraid about this min hamukuf. It has to be close together. Therefore, even though they're separated, they're far away, still you're allowed to take off truma. If you have a bunch of apples here that are tor, and a bunch of apples here that's tamei, you could take off one or two of the apples that are tor, even for the bunch that is tamei. However, the loch, we do not hold like Rav Elazar, we hold like the Tanakama, that l'chatchila should not take off truma if one bunch is tamei and one bunch is tahor.
Mishneh Beis, ein tor min min hatamei al hator.
Here also, you're not allowed to take off truma if the peiros are tamei for the peiros that are tor, because l'maisi is supposed to give the truma to the kohen that he's supposed to eat it. And here, if you're giving him truma tamei, he can't eat it. So you're not supposed to give him truma tameya to be yaitza for the tevel that's tahor. But v'yim torim, let's say the person, the Yisrael, did it. So shaygei trumas the truma. If he didn't realize, when he took off the truma from the apples that are tamei, he didn't realize these apples are tamei. So then l'maisei, when he gave it to the kohen, he's yaitza the mitzvah truma. Even though now the kohen cannot eat this truma, he's only allowed to use it to burn it, to have hanor, to enjoy the burning of it. But since he did it b'shoigeg, l'maisa the truma is chal. But if he does it b'meizid, if he realizes what he's doing, so then the truma is not chal at all. And this is a shayla, some learn it's only midirabonim that it's not chal. And some learn you have to be noy kedusha with the truma, it only means you have to take off more truma again. But this is like a kenas with the rabbanon. Since you did something wrong, b'meizid, you're not yotza your mitzvah truma. You have to give over again. Now, v'chein ben Levi, the same halacha applies to a Levi. Ben Levi shehoyel loy ma'isa tevel. He had a lot of ma'isa. In other words, people he's supposed to give ma'isa rishon. They give it to a Levi. The way you do is when you have your bunch. Let's say you have 100 apples. First you do is you take off 2 apples for truma gedola, 1/50. Then you have to take off 1/10. For Ma'aser Rishon. So you give your Ma'aser Rishon to a Levi. Now the halacha is the Levi is supposed to take out of this 1/10 what he received, another 1/10 of it he has to give back to a Kohen, that's called Truma Ma'aser. So now when the Levi has to take off again, it's called like Truma, and he's supposed to give on Torah for Torah. So what's going to be if a Levi has some Ma'aser that's Tummy, and he has some Ma'aser that's Torah, and he wants to take off now the Truma Ma'aser from one for the other? It's the same halacha that hoyemafrish olav v'hoylech. If he takes off truma smaisa from the maisa that's tamei for the maisa that's tor, shoygig. If he did it by mistake, he didn't realize it. Masha also what he did is done. However, meizid loyasaklum. Again, if he realized that the maisa that the truma he's taken off now is from maisa that's tamei, and he wants to be yotza to free himself from the other maisa that's tor, it's loyasav loyaklum. He has to do it over again. Rabbi Yehuda says, if this Levi or even the Israel knew at the beginning that he had some that's tummy, so then even though later when he really goes to take off the truma or the truma's maisa, he forgets that it's tummy, he's only a shogig at the time, still he holds what he did is nothing, he has to do it over again, because that's called the shogig kor of lemezid. Like since at the beginning you knew that you had some that's tummy, you should have been much more careful that when you go to take off the truma, be careful to take it from the tor and not from the tummy.
Mishneh Gimel, Hamatfil Kelim Bashabbos. If somebody has Kelim, utensils that are tamei, and he puts it into a mikvah on Shabbos, which is awesome with the Rabbanan to do, because it looks like a tikkun akli, it looks like you're fixing the kli, since before it was tamei, now you're making it tor. So with the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Let's say somebody did it, he put it into the mikvah on Shabbos. So shoygeg yishtamish behem. If he did it by mistake, either he forgot today was Shabbos or he forgot you're not allowed to do it, so then you realize afterwards you put it in the mikvah, you're allowed to use these kalim. Like we hold kalim you bought from a guy, you're not allowed to use it. Kli hasuda, you're not allowed to use it until you table it. See, if you tabled it on Shabbos and you didn't realize it was also to do it, after you did it, you're allowed to use it, you're allowed to eat with it. Nezit, let's say that when you put it into the mikvah you knew that it was also to do it and still you did it, then with the Rabbanon there's a kenas here of lo yishtamesh bohem. You cannot use these kelim, these forks or silverware, you cannot use it until after Shabbos. Now hamaser, if somebody took off maaser, trumas or maaser on Shabbos, which is also to do with the Rabbanon, you're not going to take off trumas or maaser on peiros or fruits on Shabbos, or else via hamavashol b'Shabbos. Somebody goes and cooks on Shabbos. So it depends. If he forgot today was Shabbos, or he didn't realize it's also to cook on Shabbos, or to take off Trumas Samaisus on Shabbos is Yoichel, then even he's allowed to eat the food today. But Nezid, let's say he knew it's also to cook today, or he knew you're not allowed to take off Meister and still he went ahead and did it, so the halacha is Lo Yoichel, you're not allowed to eat from it. This is a big machlekes in the Gemara. Exactly what does it mean, Lo Yoichel? You can either tell Meitzoy Shabbos, does it go only on you, or does it go for everybody? This is a machlekes. Now, Hanoiteya b'Shabbos, if somebody plants something on Shabbos, Shoigig, you don't realize today is Shabbos, Yikayim, then you're allowed to let it grow, you're allowed to keep it still. Nezid, let's say no, you knew today was Shabbos, you knew it was also, you just didn't care, you still went to plant on Shabbos. Halacha is Yakur, you have to uproot it, you can't let it stay. There's a Kanas, you have to uproot it. Uvashvius, what about somebody does this during Shemitah? Somebody plants something during Shemitah, and it's an Avera, Ben Shoigig, Ben Mezid Yakur, even if it did a Beshoigig, he forgot this year was Shvius, still you have to uproot it. And the Gemara said the Rabbanim were more machmer by Shvius because Klai Yisrael was more choshet. People did more averus on Shvius than they did on Shabbos. So therefore the Rabbanim were much more machmer. Even b'shege, they made exera, shege got to make it. All right, I turn over. Mishnah Dalad, Ein Tormin Mi Min Al Sheino Minoy. You now take off Truma from one min on another min. Like you can't take off Truma on Chitim, on wheat, for barley. And there's a pasuk that says, Kedogim Min Agurin, Kamleim Min Ayekev, each one has to be separate. V'yim Torim, Ein Truma Sa Truma. If you take off Truma on wheat for barley, you're not Yaitse, it's not called Truma. Now, Kol Min Chitim Echad, any type of wheat is all included in the same halacha. You can take off Truma from one type of wheat for another type of wheat. And Kol Min Tainim, all type of figs, is called like one min. Therefore, Gregorius, that's like dried out figs, Udvela Echad, Udvela is also another type of a fig. That's figs that are pressed. It's also considered like figs, and you can take off one from the other. V'Torim Mizel Zeh, you can take off Truma from one type of a fig for another type. Now, Kol Makam Shiesh Kain. When you take enough Truma and you're going to give it to a Kain, there is a Kain in your city, like you're going to give it straight to him, so then Avada the locker is Torah Min Hayofa. You're supposed to take off Truma from the best type of food you're supposed to give a Kain. But for Kol Makam Shein Kain, let's say right now you have no Kain around. So you take enough this Truma and you're going to hold it, you're going to store it until you find the Kain. Therefore, Torah Min Hamiskayim. You're better off taking something that would last longer, even though maybe it's not so good. Like you have a half of a big onion, and you have a small whole onion. But the small whole one will stay longer, so you're supposed to give the one that stays longer. Because you're not going to give it to him now, so you're better off making sure it'll be a miskayim, will be around at the time when you want to give it to him. However, if Yehuda and Rebuda says, no, at all times you should always give from the best. But the pasuk says, Barimchem eschel b'mimenu, you're always supposed to give from your best a truma. Mishnah Hey, Tormin Botso Koten Sholim. This is like the Tanakam of the Mishnah before, that we do not have a Kain around, so you're supposed to take off Truma from something that's Miskayim, that will stay a long time. So therefore, you're supposed to take off Truma from a small whole onion, a Botsel Koten Sholim, a whole small onion. V'loi Chatzi Botso Godo, but don't take half of a big one. Even though half of a big one is better, but we want now something to be Miskayim, so you take the whole small one. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi, no, like I said, like the Mishnah before, Ki elechatzi botza godo, you're always supposed to take the better one, give the half of a big one, that's better. V'chein hoye Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing Rabbi Yehuda used to say, Tormin bitzolim b'nei ha-medina, you can take off truma from the onions of b'nei ha-medina, the town people, alak forum from the Arab, from the small cities. And why? Because the onions in the b'nei ha-medina are much bigger, they're much better. But you should not take off truma from the bad onions, the kforim, the
villages, people live in the villages, you shouldn't take off the truma of them, the onions from them, onto the people living in the city, because their onions are not so good.
And it says what? Because those are the food of the upper class people. In other words, the B'nai HaMedina, the onions of the B'nai HaMedina, those are the upper class food, that's better food, therefore always take off the truma from the better food.
Mishnevov, V'tormin Zeisei Shemin Al Zeisei Kevesh. You could take off a truma from the olives that are fit to give off oil. In other words, they're good olives.
onto the other type of olives that you're only using it to salt it, to preserve it. In other words, it's not such good olives. You don't have oil from there. So again, take off the truma from the better olives onto the worse ones. But not the opposite. Not from the olives that you're only using to preserve it, onto the olives you're going to use to make oil from. The yayin shayna mabushal ala mabushal. You take off truma from wine that was not cooked onto wine that was cooked. But again, v'loy min ha'mabushal ha'shayna mabushal. Not from the wine that's cooked, that's not so good, for the wine that wasn't cooked yet. Zeh ha'klal, this is the general rule. Kol shu klayim b'chaveroi, anything that's klayim with its chaver, lo yitrim yizel zeh. That means there's two different meaning, it's klayim, then you cannot take off truma one from the other. Like chitim and barley and wheat. Afilu min ha'yof ala ra, even if you take off the better, the wheat, for the barley. But the kol she'enu klayim b'chaveroi, anytime they're two, they're the same type of a min, it's not klayim one with the other, then terim min ha'yof ala ra. You're supposed to take off truma from the better of it onto the worse. Not from the worst of it to the better. Let's say somebody took the worst part of the wheat for the better part of the wheat. Is trumas a truma? But the yev of the truma is good. If you take this type of a wheat, it's zununim, the bad type of a wheat, it's not even roi teat, then you're not yotze truma at all. And like cucumbers, and mafofon is called one min. Therefore, you can take off truma one from the other. If you don't know, they're called two minim. Now, it's cucumbers, some say the other one is musk melons. A cucumber melon. The kid said it's a machlokes, so this type of a cucumber is the same type as the other one. So if it's called one min, you could take off truma one from the other. If it's called two separate minim, like if Yehuda says, then that's the klai, you cannot take off truma from one min for the other min.
The Perek Gimel. Mishnah says, HaTorem Kishus V'nimtseis Moro. If you take off truma, let's say from cucumbers, and after you take off the truma, you find that it's very bitter, that the truma you took is bitter, and therefore it's a sofer tube, it's still called Oichel or not, if the truma is Chal or not, or else Avtiach, you're taking off truma off a watermelon, V'nimtseis Ruach, and you find out now the piece that you took is makukol, is spoiled, it's not fit to eat. And the suffix is now, you do not know when exactly did it become spoiled. Did it become spoiled before you took off truma, and then the truma is no good? Or did it become spoiled after you took off the truma, and then the truma is chal? So the locker is truma v'yachsav yitrum. The first truma is good, because maybe it was first became spoiled after you took off truma. But still, yes, you have to take off a second time truma, just in case the first one was no good. Now, ha'terim chov yishoyayinu. Someone takes off truma off a barrel of wine. V'nimtzei shochemitz. And later, after he takes off truma, he finds that it's like vinegar. So it depends. Im yodua shoyse shochemitz atchaloi tormo. If you know for sure that it was vinegar before you took off truma, so then ain't a truma. Then this truma does not help. Because you can't take off vinegar for wine. It's not the same thing. It's all two different meaning. Truma on vinegar does not help for the wine. But if after you took off the truma, then first the wine became spoiled, became vinegar, then harezu truma, then the locher is, the truma is good. Because at the time when you made a truma, it was chal truma, it was okay. What about him sofek? Let's say you have a doubt, when exactly did the wine become spoiled? So then the locher is truma v'yachsav yitrum. It's true, the truma you took off is still okay, but you have to take it off. You have to take off again a second time truma. Now the locher is harishoina eina matemas bifnei yatzma. If the first truma you took off falls into some chulin, even though there's less than 100 there, it does not become also, does not make meduma. Medama means when usually truma falls into chulin, that's the locham, that doesn't become bottle unless you have 100 times against it. Here, the first truma by itself is only a suffix, so it does not have this chumra of medamas. And also, if you just eat, if a czar of a regular Yisrael just eats from the first truma alone, he does not have to bring a chaymish, because it's a suffix if he did an aver or not. It's a suffix if the first truma is truma. And v'chein hashniya, the same halacha would apply if you only eat from the second truma. Because since both of them are doubtful which one exactly is the real truma, therefore min ha-sofik it doesn't make medamas, and min ha-sofik you don't have to pay a chaymish, a fifth, when you want, if you ate it b'shoigig. which is the halacha usually by regular truma of yidit. B'shaygeg, you have to pay back a chaymish to the kohen. Here you don't have to. Now, Mishnah Beis, Noflo achas mehen l'toich achulin. Now, like this Mishnah explains the Mishnah before. Again, in the case we took off truma first and you had a doubt if it was good or not, you took off a second time. So if some of that first truma falls into some chulin, is einamadamasam, it does not make it also, it does not have a din of medama, even though it's less than 100. But of course, we're talking about that there's more than roiv there to make a bit of roiv, like it is, but the roiv, it's not benoy saint tam. Just regular, truma has a lock, it's also till 100. Here you don't have that halacha. What about noflo shniel mokimacher? Let's say the second truma fell into a different pot. It's also the same thing. Einamadamasam, by itself, it does not have this chuma, does not make it meduma, that if it falls into other chulin, it's but the roiv. What about though Noflu Shteyim Lamokam Echad? Let's say both of them, the first truma and the second truma, fall into one pot, into one chulin. Then Matmas Kiktana Shebishteyim. Then, like Mamonashach, you for sure have Vade Truma here. Therefore, it does make Meduma, but again, you have to go only according to the smaller amount. Now, let's say the first truma has 5 apples, the second truma has 4 apples. So we have a doubt exactly which one is truma, but for sure 4 apples is truma here. Therefore, it's medamas against 4 apples. You have to have 400 against these 4 apples. Mishnah Gimel, ha-shutfim she-tormu ze-achazer. Let's say you have 2 shutfim, 2 partners, 2 ownerships, 2 partners that own this barrel of apples here, and each one of them took off truma one after another. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Akiva says, trumas shneim truma. Both of their trumas are chal, like each one that took off his portion. So each one, like what he took off, really half is truma and half is chulin. The same thing the other one. Half of his is truma and half of his is chulin. So therefore, both of them have a din of truma. And therefore, the halacha is he has to give it to a kain. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say though, Trumas Horisha and Truma. No, the first one that took off Truma, he like had in mind to take off for the whole thing. So his Truma is Chal. Therefore, once you take off once Truma, you can't take it off a second time. So the second one is not Truma. Rabbi Yossi says, Im Torah Horisha and Kashir, ain't Trumas Hasheni Truma. Like really, Rabbi Yossi is coming to explain the Chachamim. Like when do I say when the first shutuf took off truma? It helps for both of them. If he took off enough of a shear, he took off the exact amount for the whole barrel, then we say he meant a part of the whole barrel, and therefore ain't truma sasheni truma. The second one, when he takes off truma, it's not chal. There's nothing left for him to take off truma from. But v'yim lo torah harishon kashir. Let's say the first one did not make a shear, did not take off enough for the whole barrel. He only took off enough for half of the barrel. Then avada truma sasheni truma. The second one's truma is still good, because the first one only had andas for his half, not for the second ones. Now, Mishnah Dalet. When was this said that when Shutfim take off Truma one after another, that according to Rabbi Kiva, we say that both of them, both Trumas Achal, Bishaloi Diber, only if they did not talk to one another, each one took off for himself, then we say both is Chal. Avil Hirsho, as the Ben Beisoy, Oyes Avdo, Oyes Shivchos, Talitroim, but let's say one Shutf gave permission for somebody else to take off Truma for him. In other words, the first shutuf gave the second shutuf the right to take off truma for him, or else he told one of his household to do it, or he told his ever to do it, or shivcha to do it. The halacha is then trumas to truma. Then that truma, the first one's truma, is good, because there's a halacha of shlichus. You could appoint somebody else to take off truma for you. So here, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that if the first shutuf appointed the second one, gave him permission to take off truma, for sure his truma helps for both of them. Now, Bitel, let's say after you gave the person permission to take off Truma for you, you decide that you don't want him. You want to take away the Rishus you gave him. You are Mavatel. So it depends. If you took away the permission before the person went and really took off Truma already, ain't Truma a Truma. Then from now on, the person has no right to take it. He's not a Shlich anymore. And if he does, the Truma is not Chal. But what about Vyimisha Toram Bittel? Let's say after the Shlich already took off the Truma, then you wake up to Bimvatel, take away the permission. It doesn't help. The Truma was made already. Therefore, Truma is a Truma. The Truma is already Chal. Now, ha-poyalim ein lahem rishus litrum. A worker does not have permission to take off truma. In other words, as long as the owner did not make you a shliach, did not tell you clearly that he gives you permission to take off truma, just for the fact that you're working by him doesn't help. you're not a shliach, you can't take off truma. Chutz min hadroichos shein mitame mesagas miyod. Now hadroichos, that's by the press. That's the people that press out the wine, to press out the grapes to get the wine. So there the svari is, since it's already hukshul kabel tumah, there's the juice over the grapes, that it could be mekabel tumah. That means shehein metame mesagas miyod. If somebody touches it there by the gas, by the press, it becomes tamei. So it's a svara. If the owner gave it over to this workman to take care of it, he like trust him. He trusts him, he'll take care of the halakas of the tumor of it. Therefore, it's a svara. He also trusts him to give him permission to take off truma. Therefore, he has a right to take off truma for the balabas. Now, Mishneh, ha'omer, if somebody says, Trumas ha'kri zeh b'soichai, the truma that's supposed to come out of this pile is inside it. And the Maisa Rishon also was inside it. And Trumas Maisa zeh b'toichai. And you should know the Trumas Maisa was also in this Kri. So in other words, here's a question that the person did not really make the Maisa Hafrosha. He did not take it out. He just called it to be Truma. And there is such a pasch of Kriyas Hashem. If you call it to be Truma, it's already Chal. And later you're going to have to take it out. So the question is, when he just said these words, that Trumas HaKri Zeh B'Soichai, is that called the real Kriyas Hashem that you're calling a Truma, that the Truma is Chal here or not? So it's a Machlokes. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Kor Hashem, yes, this is called the Kriyas Hashem. You called it the name of Truma. It's as if you made in this bundle now here Truma, and you Bedavka have to take out Truma from this bundle. You cannot anymore take out Truma from someplace else. You have to take it out from here, and the Meister and the Truma's Meister from here. However, the Chacham say no, this is not called a good Lashon, is not the way to make a Kriyas Hashem. Until you speak out more clearly and say, you have to say on the north side of it is the Truma, on the south side of it is the Truma Smaisa. If you speak out clearly, that's called the Kriyas Hashem. But just to say Truma Smaisa and Truma Smaisa is here, that's not called the Kriyas Hashem. Rabbi Elezer Chismoy says, if somebody says Truma Sakri Mimenualov, so Truma from this Kri should be upon me, is Kor Hashem, that's also called the Kriyas Hashem. In other words, he even says a bigger Chiddush than Rabbi Shimon. Not only when you say Truma Sakri Zeh B'Soichai, not only like Rabbi Shimon, the first one said, when you said the Lashon of, that Truma Sakri is inside it, but Rav Lezer Chismoy says, even if you only say Truma Sakri Mimenu Olov, the Truma from this Kri is upon me, that's also called the Kriyas Hashem, as if there is Chal now Truma from this bunch, and you Bedavka have to take off Truma from here. Now, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, that Oimer, if somebody says, Isser Maisa Ze Osui Trumas Maisa Olov, that the Maisa from here should be made into Trumas Maisa, just upon him, is also called the Kor Hashem, it's also called the Kriya Shem, that you're making Trumas Maisa from this bunch. And some of us learn that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov really is arguing on Rabbi Shimon. That according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, if you would just say that Truma Sakri Zeh B'Soichai, or else the Maisrois B'Soichai, that's not enough. If you only would say Maisrois, when you first want to make it Maisr, then it's not enough this Lashon just to say B'Soichai, you would also have to speak out clearly B'Tzvoinu Abadroimai. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says it only helps that if you already took off Truma from this Kri, and you already took off Maisarishin, and the only thing that's left is only to take off Truma's Maisar, then it helps such a Lashon. That if somebody says, Oimer, Isar Maisar Ze also Truma's Maisarilov, that from the Maisar that was already taken off, I want now from it to be Truma's Maisar, that's called the Kriyas Hashem. But he argues that just the first Truma, or the first Maisarishin, it would not be considered a Kriyas Hashem. Mishnah Vov, Hamaktim Truma La Bikurim. If somebody takes off Truma from his crop before he takes off Bikurim, which is really an Avera, because the first thing you're supposed to do is take off Bikurim from your crop, but if you didn't, you did the opposite, still it's Chal. The same thing, Maisa Rishon La Truma. If somebody first took off Maisa Rishon before it took off Truma, the same thing, it's an Avera, but it's Chal, the Maisa Rishon. And the same thing, Maisa Sheni La Rishon. Is Afa Pishu Oiva Beloisa, say, even though there's a lot involved, still, Masha also, what you did is good. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Meleyoscha Vidimacha Loisa Acher. And this Darshan means, Meleyoscha means Elo Habakurim. Vidimacha, that means the Truma. That means loy tacher with dashin lahafresh mashasorach lagdimoy. That this is the lav you should not take off something second before the first one. Like first you take off Bikurim, then Truma Gedola, then Maaser Rishon, and then Truma Smaiser, and then Maaser Sheni. This is the Seder. So it's allowed to do it the opposite. But if you do it, still the Truma, the Afrosh HaSachal. Now Mishnah Zayin says, how do we know that Bikurim is the first thing to be taken off even before you take off Truma? Because Zekori Truma Voracious. And the Zekori Truma Voracious, like really both of them, Truma and Bikurim, both the Psukim call them Truma and Voracious. Elo Yiktimu Bikurim, still you should take off Bikurim first. Shehein Bikurim Lakoil, because that's Bikurim for everything. In other words, since the Torah calls it Bikurim, the Lashon of Bikurim itself is Mashma Rishonim Lakol. It's the first one of all the Matanas, is to take off some of your best fruits and bring it to the Kohen. O Truma Rishon, O Truma Larishon, you take off Truma Gedola before you take off Maaser Rishon, Shei Rishis, because that's called Rishis, and Maaser Rishon doesn't say Rishis. Now, a Maaser Rishon Lasheni, how do you know you take off Maaser Rishon before you take off Maaser Sheni? Sheyesh by Rishis. Because it has from the Rishis. Because Maaser Rishon has in it Trumas Maaser, which is also Bechlal Rishis. So therefore, since Maaser Rishon has inside a Trumas Maaser, therefore you're supposed to first take off Maaser Rishon, and then you take off Maaser Sheni. Now, Mishneches, HaMizchavin Loimer Truma. If somebody really wanted to take off Truma, he wanted to say, this apple should be Truma. The Oma Maaser, by mistake, it slipped out of his mouth, and he said it should be Maaser. Or else the opposite. Maaser, he wanted to make it Maaser v'yoma Truma, and it slipped out of him Truma. Or else Oila v'yoma Shlomim. He meant to make a Korban Oila here, and by mistake it came out of his mouth, a Shlomim. Or else the opposite. Shlomim v'yoma Oila. Or else She'eni nichnas labai zeh. He meant to say, I make a neder not to go into this house. V'yoma lezeh. And by mistake he set it on a different house. Or else She'eni nena lezeh. I won't have any enjoyment from this thing. V'yoma lezeh. And he set it on something else. So the locher is, and all these things are loyal maklum, nothing is chal. What he said means nothing. Because the klal is, ad shiyiyu piv v'libay shoven. You have to have your mouth and your heart together. All these hafroshes and these trumas and these nidorim, you have to have piv v'libay shoven. But your mouth and your heart has to be together. And if you meant something else, even though you spoke out, that's not called piv v'libay shoven. That's not a neder, that's not an hafrosha. Mishneh Tes. Ha nochri agoy vihakusi also has locha like a goy. Zakusim l'shalu we paskin the geris for good geris, but the chomim later made them like a goy. Is trumas and truma. The truma that they take off from their own fields, it's called truma. O ma'isa v'sayim ma'isa, the ma'isa they take off from their own crop is also called ma'isa. The hegdesh and hegdish. If they're makdish something, the hegdish is chal. Now Rabbi Yudu says, Ein la nochri kerem revai. By Nochri, if he has his own kerem, his own vineyard, he doesn't have locha kerem revai. The fourth year that we take off kerem revai and we're poidu to bring it up to Eden Yushlayim, a goy does not have this halacha. The chom say, yesh lo, no. If a goy has his own kerem revai, the fourth year he wants to take off the netter revai and bring it up to Yushlayim, it also has a din of netter revai. Trumas hanochri madmas. Now the truma that a goy takes off from his own crop, from his own fruits that grew in Eretz Yisrael, it has a loch of madmas. It's truma like we learned, and therefore if it falls into chulin, it makes it also up until 100. And v'chayov v'malei chaimish. If a Jew eats it, he's like a chayav chaimish. For Rabbi Shimon Poyter, Rabbi Shimon says no, he's potim in a chaimish. He agrees that madmas it is. Just from chaimish, he says potim. He owes this much. A goy's truma is not like a Jewish truma.
Yeah, we're up to Perek Dalet. Mishnah Aleph. Hamafrish miktsas truma o maisois. If somebody takes off like half of the truma o maisois that he's supposed to take off, let's say like he has 100 bushels, 100 apples, so he only took off one so far for truma. So locher is a moitzi mimenu truma lov. He could still take off the other one for truma from the same bunch. Avolemi mokem acher. But not from a different bunch. You can't take off truma from a different bunch for this bunch, since you already took off half of the truma. In other words, you're not allowed to take off from this kri, from this bundle, truma for another kri. Because since in this kri itself, half of it, like it's chulun already, so therefore you take off, cannot part to someplace else, because it's not complete tevel. However, Rabbi Meir says no, af moitzi hu lemokim acher, truma o maisos.
you could take off from here, from this bundle that was half taken off Meisr, you could take off Meisr on a different bundle. Like you could say, like Breiram, that the part you're taking out now is completely Tevil, and you want this to be Truma on someplace else. And then you'll be mashlum the rest of the Truma for this bundle. Here, Mishnah Beis. Misha hoyu peroiso bamagura. If somebody has his fruits in his storehouse, v'nosan saw leven levi, ul saw leoni, he took off already one saw for like Meisr Rishon to give to the levi, and one saw for Meisr Roni. So locher is now mafresh oid shemoyne soyim v'yichlin. A regular Jew now could come and take out eight saw from here and eat it. Like at least this much is becheskat that he already took off his trumas or Meisrus. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Meir holds. In other words, you have a right to say that those Meisr or Meisr Oni is still kaim, is still around. Therefore, you could eat eight more soyin. However, the chomim say it depends. You could only eat another eight saw, like if you know for sure those two saw are still around. But if you have a doubt that they're still around already, maybe they were eaten already, then you cannot eat more. You only could do it if you know for sure how much is still left. Mishnah Gimel. Shia Truma. How much fruits do you have to take off? What's the Shia for Truma Gedela? Sayin Yofer, somebody has a good eye, Echod Me'aboyim. 1/40. In other words, Midiraisa, there's no Shia. Midiraisa, any little bit that you give for Truma Gedela, you makayim the mitzvah. However, Midirabonim, there's an Indian of a Nayin Yofer, if you have a good eye, you should give 1/40. Beishami says Mishloishim, 1/30. What about a normal person? Mechamishim, 1/50. For Horoh, somebody has a bad eye, he gives Mishishim, 1/60. Now, Toram v'Ola b'yodi echad Mishishim. You want to take off Truma, like we had before, you do it with Eimeid. You just estimate how much you're taking off. And you wanted to take off, let's say, 1/40, 1/50, you wanted to be normal. And by mistake it came out you only gave just 1/60. So the locher is truma. What you took off already is chal truma. And v'ayna tzorach litrum, you don't have to go give off truma a second time. You are already mekayim the mitzvah. What about chozav ha'isav? The person went ahead and took off truma a second time. So what you took off means nothing. And therefore, chayiv ha'maisros. What you take off now is still like a chulin. It's a tevil, like, and you have to take off maisros from it. It doesn't have a shame truma on it. It's like before the Truma, therefore you have to still take off Meisrus from it. Now, what about all of the Yodoi Mishishim V'yechod? Let's say one up in your hands, Mishishim V'yechod. Like, let's say you only took off a Truma 1/61, not 1/60, but 1/61. So, Lachru is Truma. What you did also, Vadim V'diraisa, the Truma is Chal, but him V'drabonin V'yachsa V'yitroim K'meishu Lamed. You have to take off the truma that you usually take off. And here the Mishnah says, "Ba'mida uva mishkel uva minyan." Here there's extra that you're taking off more for truma. You're allowed to take off with a measurement, or by weighing it, or by counting it. Reb Yudah says, "Af shalom min amukav." You could even take off this extra, not even min amukav. It doesn't have to be close by. It could even be from far away. Mishnah Dalet. If somebody tells the shliach, say you train, go and take off truma.
So the halacha is, Torem kedaita shebalabayis. The shliach should take off truma the way he understands how the balabos would take off truma. That means if he knows he has a good eye, he should take off 1/40. If he's a middle type person, he should take off 1/50. And if he's an ayin ra, he should take off only 1/60. What about the many yodei adaita shebalabayis? Let's see, he does not know exactly how the balabos would have taken off truma if he would have done it himself. In other words, the balabos made a shliach to take off truma, but he did not tell him exactly how much truma to take off. And he does not know how the balabos would have done it. So locher is then a terem kabeninis. Minastam, you should take off truma like a middle person, echod mechamishim, 1/50. Now, piche sasara, let's say it took off a little bit less, and it took off 1/60. But Ha'isef Asari took off 1/40. The Lachar is Trumasa Truma. Still the Truma is Chal, since these are Shurim that some people give, the Truma is Chal. But what's going to be in Niskave in Lo Ha'isef Afilu Achas?
Let's say where the shliach knows exactly how much the balabos would have taken off. He knows that the balabos is a beinanim. He would have taken off 1/50th. And he takes off now bekavona one more. So then the locher is ain trumas a truma. Then the truma is no good. Like if you know exactly what the balabos would want, you have to do exactly that amount and you can't even do one more. In other words, since you knew what the balabos wants and you didn't do what he wants, therefore it's a bittel on the shlichas. The shlichas goes away. Mishnah Hey, Hamar bebetruma. If somebody wants to give more than the shear of truma, like how much is the most that they can give for truma that's still chal truma on the peiros? Now let's say you have 100 apples here. So you say, beninim take off 2/150th. Let's say he wants to take off more for truma. Is it chal truma on all the peiros that he takes off? So Rabbi Samachlaikis, Rabbi Eliezer Waime Echad Miasoro. So most you could take off is 1/10. If you have 100 apples, then you could take off 10 apples for Truma Gedolah. Even though you don't have to, but if you do it, still it's Chal. Why could Truma Smaisa? Because we find also a lach of Truma by Maisa Rishon, take off Truma. Truma Smaisa is 1/10. So Truma Gedolah could also be 1/10. Yes, and Mikan, let's say you took off more than 1/10. Then Yaseno Truma Smaisa Lamokam Acher. Like it's not really Chal Truma on it. But it's mixed up together with other truma. So what can you do? So you have like chulin and truma mixed together. And this chulin is mechuyev, let's say, in Maisa Rishon. So what you should do now is, you should take off truma smaisla mokam acher. Like either the Yisrael or a Levi should use this to pata, to free achiev of truma smaisla mokam acher. Because that's called truma, then it's okay. Rabbi Shmuel says, Mechzin chulun and mechza truma. You can even take off 50%. If you want to take off 50% for truma, it's also chal. Rabbi Tafan, Rabbi Kiva Oimrim, Achi Yeshaya Sham chulun. No, you can take off even all of it, most of it, as long as you leave over some part for chulun. All that you took off for truma is chal truma. Now this is the halacha that you can make truma as much as you want, as long as you leave over some truma. Racious means Nikorim, that you have to be able to see the truma on one side, and along with there's at least a little bit chulin left over. Alright, we'll stop on this tape here, we'll continue on next tape.